Stacy Hill, Stacy S-T-A-C-Y Hill, H-I-L-L. Date of birth is 12/10/1970. This is for date of service 11/2/2022. Miss Hill is a 51-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her multinodular goiter. She was diagnosed with a multinodular goiter several years ago. She also has a history of GERD, obesity, IBS, and endometriosis. She is on levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily. She reports dry skin, fatigue, mood swings, hair thinning, and difficulty losing weight. The patient states that she stopped her menstrual cycle several years ago and she is in menopause. Her thyroid ultrasound dated 8/11/2022 indicated a dominant nodule on the right measuring 0.8 by 0.7 by 0.4 centimeters and a dominant nodule on the left measuring 0.4 by 0.3 by 0.2 centimeters. She reports occasional compressive symptoms at the thyroid, planned for one for her multinodular goiter. She has a thyroid ultrasound that was done on 8/11/2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 0.8 by 0.7 by 0.4 centimeters and a dominant nodule on the left measuring 0.4 by 0.3 by 0.2 centimeters. At this point, my recommendation is to obtain a yearly thyroid ultrasound, and her next thyroid ultrasound will be due in August of 2023. At this point, there is no recommendation for an FNA biopsy due to the small size of the thyroid nodules. Next number, for her hypothyroidism, we are going to optimize her thyroid levels and increase her levothyroxine to 50 micrograms daily and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to return in 6 to 8 weeks. Next number, I will check a TSH, free T4 and free T3 level, as well as a TPO antibody level and a TG antibody level in order to assess for autoimmune thyroid disease. Next number, for her GERD, she is on omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.